This is Every Man's Battle with Stephen Arterburn. Stephen Arterburn is the best-selling author of over 50 books, including the Every Man's Battle series concerning men's moral integrity issues.
A lot of people, especially Christians, have a great deal of trouble with the fact that Jesus got angry. It's not so difficult to say that his cleansing of the temple was righteous indignation, but it's quite another thing to admit that the Son of God, the perfect man, was angry. For everybody knows that anger is a sin, right? Well, this misunderstanding of anger has caused many men to push their anger out of bounds in another direction, denying it, suppressing it, or pretending it isn't there. They feel they have no other choice because in their thinking, it's always wrong, always sinful, to be angry. But guys, suppressed anger is just as harmful to an angry man as explosive hostility and aggression are to those around an angry man. Jesus didn't deny or suppress his anger any more than he exploded with rage that day in the temple. His anger was up front and out in the open. He responded to the situation quickly, positively, and appropriately. Then he went on with his ministry, without apology, excuse, or remorse. Men, if you have the tendency to deny your anger and bury it inside yourself, please listen to me. You're only storing up pressure for a later implosion or explosion. The implosion hurts you. The explosion hurts others. It's a lose-lose situation. If you don't bring your anger to the surface and deal with it, someday, somewhere, somehow it'll express itself in an out-of-bounds manner.
This has been Every Man's Battle with author, speaker, and New Life Ministries founder, Stephen Arterburn. If you'd like information about New Life's Every Man's Battle workshops that help men achieve sexual integrity, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. This Every Man's Battle program has been sponsored by New Life Ministries.